USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bring your patients, check in online, don't check a bag if you don't have to. Book early flights because if it does get delayed or canceled, you'll still have a better chance of getting out.
Sound advice from travel expert Lee Avamonte as airports are packed as travelers take off on those last summer vacations ahead of the Labor Day weekend. According to AAA, over 130 million Americans are traveling over this long holiday weekend. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing for the first time in history they will provide abortion services and counseling to veterans in cases of health dangers, rape, and incest, even at federal facilities in states that have outlawed abortion. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says the weather forecast is improving for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Economists have mixed reviews on the August jobs report.
The August jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday revealed good news and bad news. Employers added 315,000 jobs last month, despite a sputtering economy. Experts had predicted about 300,000 jobs. The unemployment rate, unfortunately, jumped up from July 3.5 to 3.7%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House and other federal agencies regularly communicated with social media companies like Facebook about content moderation and censorship decisions, according to newly released documents. Attorneys General Jeff Landry from Louisiana and Eric Schmidt from Missouri filed a request on Wednesday seeking communications between federal agencies and social media firms such as Meta, Twitter, and YouTube. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A federal judge is unsealing a list of documents taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The list details a total of 33 boxes in various parts of the property, many from Trump's office and storage room. Notably, it includes government documents with secret, top secret, and confidential classification markings. President Trump says he declassified everything before he left the White House. Someone being investigated by the J6 committee is crying foul.
Republican Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano is suing the House Special Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Mastriano, a state senator, filed a complaint in federal court Thursday challenging the legality of the panel's ability to compel witnesses to sit for depositions. Central to this issue is the fact that this committee lacks a ranking minority member or any members designated by the minority party, the suit reads. Mastriano's lawyers assert they are not questioning the legality of the committee or its ability to issue subpoenas. Rather, they say that without a ranking Republican member, the committee cannot guarantee witnesses being deposed a fair hearing. From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Danielle has become the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. However, it's moving toward the west near just 1 mile per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.